Everyone has an opinion when it comes to having a baby and raising kids. Just get the epidural. There's no prize for doing it natural. In my day, we just let the baby cry until they settle themselves down. Have you tried sage oil? And so many more comments, most of them unsolicited. Welcome to the Birth and Parenting Things podcast. My name is Kim, and I've got opinions too. I'm kind of an expert on birth. I've also managed to raise 3 babies into young adults. I'm here to offer evidence-based information, stories, personal experiences on birth, parenting, and everything in between. So let's do this. Hello. Good morning. It's morning here. It's actually a beautiful morning outside. I should probably go out and rake some of those leaves. I have so many trees in my yard, and it feels like every single leaf has fallen off the tree at the same time. Anyways, hi, I'm Kim the Doula. Welcome to Birth and Parenting Things podcast. Today we are going to talk about maybe some feelings that you have after your birth that maybe aren't quite what you expected. So this week, even though it's only Wednesday, I'm recording this on a Wednesday, and it's been a week and a half, and it's only Wednesday. It's been a week of adulting. Last week, at the end of the week, I got some good news, great news, amazing news. But now as a result, I have to be very adulty. So one of the things that I did this week on Monday, on top of a bunch of other stuff, is I put together a will. Yes, I am 52 years old and I have 3 children and I have not yet created a will. It isn't that I didn't think I didn't need one. I had my partner who would have taken over everything. I knew my kids would have been taken care of. You know, there didn't seem like an urgent need for doing a will. However, now that I'm divorced and now that my kids are grown and now that I've been through a few deaths in my family of, main family members, I realize that this can be extremely helpful for the people you're leaving behind and how it affects them and making things as easy for them as possible. So this is what I did this week. So if you don't have a will, you're young, you're a new family, get one. I know these are horrible things to think about. I know we don't think about this stuff, especially when we have a new baby, but it's important that you have, your ducks in a row, all right? So especially with a new baby, what's that going to look like? All right, so that's my speech on being an adult. So I wanted to talk about, what if your birth doesn't go as planned? Or what if it does go as planned? What if you've done everything and you still don't like your birth experience? So you've read all the books, you've took the classes, you followed the apps, you listened to your friends and family's birth story. And from all of that, you sat down and you created yourself a birth plan. You planned out your perfect birth. You envisioned it. You made sure that it would be different from those horrible fictional births we see on TV and movies. And then the big day comes. Your birth unfolds exactly how you envisioned it. It all went according to plan. And yet you feel crappy about it. So let's be honest. Birth is hard. And at the end of it all, you should feel, and what everybody expects you to feel, is joy and happiness and relief. But for some, that isn't always the case. Even under the most perfect situations, you could still feel disappointment, distress, anger, and sadness about the whole thing. And then, of course, you feel unable to talk to anyone about it because those people around you are telling you how great it all was and how wonderful your baby is. And you feel like you aren't allowed to have these negative feelings about it at all. Plus, maybe you don't love your baby instantly, like social media and everybody tells you that you're supposed to instantly fall in love with your baby. it's okay. You're allowed to feel these negative feelings. And it isn't, again, I mean, let's back up a second. It isn't that you don't love your baby. You love them. You just didn't instantly fall in love with them as expected. Well, I have good news for you. There is nothing wrong with not liking your perfect birth. You are allowed to feel those feelings. What? Feelings aren't wrong. Feelings can never be wrong. Look, the lead up to your birth is busy. It's full of excitement mixed with anxiety. There's preparation for the baby's room. There's stuff to buy. There's parties to go to. People are giving you gifts. There's lots of well-wishers and people are taking care of you and making sure that you're well and that baby is well. There are doctor's appointments, so many appointments, especially at the end. There's so much information to consume, so many stories to hear and digest. Even strangers are taking notice of you and, you know, giving you that knowing smile. And maybe the odd one is actually giving up their seat on the bus for you. And then you give birth. And all of that goes away. The hospital looks after you for 24 hours and they're like, see ya. And they're kicking you out. There's now this deep well of recovery and feeding and anxiety about making sure the baby is healthy and feeding. And you're just in it. When people come to visit, they're oohing and aahing over the baby and they're asking how you are. And ultimately, they're more interested in the baby than you. They ask about your birth, but it feels like they're only interested in the crazy side or the dramatic portions. They don't want to hear the beautiful side of things, so you're kind of forced into living in the negative. Overall, the minute baby is born, there is a massive letdown of support, attention, planning, everything. And it's all replaced with anxiety, exhaustion, loneliness, and sadness that comes from that hormonal crash. So how do you manage that? Well, firstly, let's make sure you aren't suffering from a postpartum mood disorder, okay? Let's speak to your family doctor. Let's rule that out. If we're not there, if that's not what's happening, then let's back up a bit. When you're planning for that birth, when you're doing all that planning for baby and the labor and all of that, let's plan for your postpartum as well, okay? Trust me, that flying by the seat of your pants thing isn't going to work. Make sure that you make yourself a postpartum plan. And actually, now that I think about it, I hadn't planned on talking about this, but I have a book. Let me just turn around here. I have a book called Build Your Nest, a Postpartum Planning Workbook, and it's by Kestrel Gates. I actually kind of like this. There's a little bit more into it than is probably necessary, but it does have like a calendar in it, a budget, talking about, you know, what to look for and plan for, all of that stuff. It's got a workbook, but it's also got a bunch of information in it as well. So I encourage you to check that out. I might just read that again to put that over there. When you're planning for your postpartum, when you're making a plan for your postpartum, make sure that you're talking to your friends and family about what their role is within that plan. You need to enlist them in your plan and talk to them about how you expect them to help you, not just baby. Okay. Helping with baby is helpful to you, but we need to know how you need to be best supported because everybody's different. So it's okay to just open up those floodgates and let them know what you need. When it comes to the storytelling, when everybody wants to hear your story, it's okay to tell all of it. Tell the good and the beautiful sides as well as the bad. Don't worry if it's a boring story. My second birth story is boring. Nothing happened. It was labor, birth, and feeding, and that was it. Nothing bad happened. Nothing went wrong. It was great, actually. But it took me becoming a doula to actually appreciate how great it actually was. And I will be completely honest, when people asked about the story, I kind of felt cheated that I didn't have an amazing story to tell. With my first birth, it was horrible. It was traumatic. And everybody wanted to hear that story. It's like true crime or watching a car crash. You just sit there and you just want to digest all this negativity. Ugh, we're a terrible species. But with my second birth, I didn't have that. And it was hard to reconcile that in my brain because I didn't have this amazing story. And as I say, it wasn't until I became a doula that I saw and was a participant in some very amazing, boring, I'm sure it wasn't boring for them, but amazing, uneventful births that I really began to appreciate how incredible my second birth story was. So, you know, tell all of it. Tell the story. And even if you're only telling that story to yourself verbally or through journaling, when you tell that story, focus on the good parts. Okay. If the birth wasn't your perfect birth and things didn't go as planned, that's okay too. But try to find the light within that birth. Try to find those small glimmers of joy, even if you have to dig really deep for them. Try and find the positive aspects of your birth and what did go right and what was amazing. And finally, be kind to yourself and honor that recovery period that you have. Take this time to learn about your baby and who you are now as a parent. Remember, you are now a completely different person than you were before the birth. Labor is the transition from maiden to mother. The next step in that is crone, maiden, mother, crone, but we'll talk about that another time. And some describe labor as the breaking open of your past self to release your next regeneration. Let me get my Doctor Who reference. You need the force of labor and birth to create the next you, parent, mother. This is a huge transition and should be honored with respect and support and love from those around you. Allow that to happen. Ask for the help and support and take it when it's offered. I love the cultures around the world that take this period of time and truly honor it with, you know, 30-day, 90-day, 100-day lie-ins where you are taken care of, where the generation before you, the parents, the mothers, and the generation before you take care of you. They cook for you. They make sure that you're getting the rest that you need. They help you in honoring your recovery. But we don't have that necessarily in this North American, you know, society that we have. We've kind of gotten rid of that. And that's not always a good thing. Yes, we want to move forward and we want to be progressive and we want to do all these things on our own. But becoming a new parent is still a very ancient, sacred thing that needs to be honored. So treat it as such and plan for that treatment of it. What can we do to honor this next you, the starting of the next you? Because not only was baby born, but so were you. I mean, and half the time we don't even get a card or cake. If after doing all of that, you're still not great with it all, I definitely want you to seek out the support of your doctor or counselor to help you talk through these feelings. And again, just make sure that we're not talking about postpartum. It's important to make sure that you are talking about your birth, that you're planning for the postpartum period, and that you're honoring this new period in your life. Okay? So let's not just go into, I love the people that are like, oh no, we haven't planned anything for the postpartum period. We're just going to go into it and we'll be fine. That's so cute. No, you need to plan for it. All right. So that's kind of it. I'm a little behind this week in everything because of all the adulty things that I have to do. And I was talking about that I was in the last couple of episodes, I was going to have a big, working on a really big project. Unfortunately, that really big project for this week has had to be put aside. However, I'm going to start going back to it. So I'm about a month behind in my big project with birth and learning and childbirth education and all of that stuff. So anyways, whatever. Anyways, if you enjoy this, if you want to get more, if you want to get more information from me, I do have on my website, TorontoDoulaGroup.com. You can sign up for the newsletter that I send out weekly. It's a little late this week, but I do send it out weekly. And there's usually good information in there. And yeah, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Toronto Doula Group, at Toronto Doula Group, and on TikTok, God help me. And that's it. I hope everybody has an amazing fall, gearing up for the holiday season and enjoying. I know it feels like it's dark in the morning and it's dark when you come home, but I love that sort of, is it Scandinavian, I think, that hygge, H-Y-G-G-E, of just coming home, hunkering down, cup of tea, fire in the fireplace. I do not have a fireplace, and God, I would love one. And just being cozy with you and your family. So enjoy this time of hygge. All right. Have a great one, everybody. Bye.